when you finish the day and you go to bed to get some rest, the human or the physical body sleeps. But you as soul, as everybody else who goes to sleep, soul leaves the human body and goes out in the other worlds and takes up life there and continues life there, I must say. Because we measure everything here on earth by the waking and the sleeping state of the human body. Therefore, we assume that when we go to sleep, we're just starting a dream or we end a dream, but actually it's tapping in to the expanded awareness of soul as it is existing, as we are existing on inner planes simultaneous with existence on the earth. A little hard to understand, but then again, soul is not a two or three dimensional being. Soul is multidimensional because it shares all the aspects of God and that it can be everywhere at all times and all places at the same time. This is that part that you are. Now, all that remains for most people is to remember, at least a little bit, begin remembering your dreams to get an idea of who and what you are as soul. Because you'll see things, you'll gain wisdom. Sometimes you go to temples of golden wisdom where some of the Yak Masters will be teaching you in the dream state, and they'll be giving you spiritual exercises. These exercises can help you travel further into the dream worlds or get deeper insights into the secret laws of life. In other words, you may get a better understanding of the law of cause and effect. Not the fact that it exists, but how does it work out in your everyday life? It helps you, the dream state can help you to see a cause that has occurred in your life maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and the effect that is now showing up today or in the last day or so. And you begin to put two and two together, and you realize from this that most of the misery or happiness that you have in your life today, you have made for yourself.